Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. There are lots of ways to unlock your smartphones, your tablets, and other digital devices. Passcodes, passwords, proximity sensors, even your fingerprint can do it. But what happens when you die? For relatives of the deceased, gaining access to secured electronics and online accounts can be an arduous challenge. And it raises important questions for the living. Are you prepared for your digital death? That's the topic that Boston Globe technology writer Hiawatha Bray dug into this week, and he joins us now for his regular talk with us. Hiawatha, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
So your column this week was prompted by a reader email. Tell us what it said.
Absolutely. Well, I'd already written about this issue nearly a year ago, and then, a few weeks ago, I got an email that basically the lead of the email was, my wife died and Apple can't handle it. And I thought, wow, what is that about? What it's about is that his wife left him her iPad. His wife was an admin over at MIT Sloan, and she left him her iPad, which she carried with her all through her chemotherapy treatments for cancer, and he wanted to use it. And he found out that she had it set up so that he couldn't wipe it out and put his own software on it until he had her password, which he didn't have.
Oh, boy.
And for all practical purposes, he couldn't use the iPad.
So what's the solution there? How did this story conclude?
Well, the thing is that there is a pattern there is a template for how to deal with this, but for a variety of reasons, it just got bogged down in the bureaucracy of Apple. He had to get his wife's death certificate. He had to produce proof that he was indeed her executor so that he had a right to it. But even once he compiled all that and took it to Apple and talked to 13 different people, it took him 17 months to get this sorted out.
Wow.
And it was just incredibly arduous and painful and unpleasant. And it brought home to me the fact that we still have a huge way to go. Because today we have, well, let's put it this way, about 2.5 million Americans die every year. And almost all of us now have some kind of digital asset that's locked up with a password or that other people who know us don't even know we have. And all of our digital remains or our digital heirlooms are going to be locked down or lost forever unless we make arrangements to ensure that doesn't happen. And hardly any of us do.
Well, so let's talk about those arrangements, because, of course, we're all it's recommended, for example, that we, you know, get our affairs in order. We prepare wills, that kind of things. What kind of preparation should we be making for these digital devices?
Well, I gotta admit, I'm as guilty, or I used to be as guilty as anybody else. When I first read about this, I thought, oh my goodness, what happens if something happens to me? Does my wife know where to find all this stuff? Well, at least I had a head start, because for years now, I've been using a product called LastPass. I think I've talked about it before. It's a program that stores all your passwords in an encrypted form and gives you just one password to remember. So just in case, I have now given that password to my wife. She will be able to get into all my online accounts because the passwords for them are all there. And so if this ever comes up, it's not going to be a problem for her. But what about all the millions of people who don't do stuff like that? I found out there's actually now a company in Portland, Oregon called WebSeas. It was actually founded by a guy who used to work for Rapid7, which is a security company in Boston. He has created this company that does an investigation and finds all the digital stuff owned by people who are deceased and who didn't tell anybody about it. They go find all your Facebook accounts and your websites and your blogs and all that other stuff, and then they come back and say, here's everything this person has, but you still have to go and get it all sorted out. But for between $99 up to $400, they'll investigate and find out all your secret digital stuff. And that's something that people are going to need unless they have the sense to do this themselves. And of course, there are companies that let you do that too, with names like Everplan and things like that, where you can hire next of kin digital afterlife profile and have all this information stored, and then you designate certain people to share it with. And so when you're gone, they can now find this stuff. It's not a perfect solution anyway, but it's a start.
Well, Hiawatha, literally 10 seconds left, but a quick question. I mean, do digital device companies like Apple, I mean, do they recognize that this is a bit of a challenge? And are they responding to this issue?
Not that much yet. I mean, you can understand their point of view, because because they can't just go saying, oh, okay, he says it's his, we're going to open it up for
right,
him. Mr. Sussman, Harris Sussman, who is the guy who wrote to me with this problem, made an interesting suggestion. When you sign up for one of these services, they ought to give you an option to set that up while you're there. And I can't think of any companies right now that actually do that, like Facebook or Google is the closest. They actually do have a system in Google for figuring out a way. Like if you don't log on to Google for, say, 6 months, it'll automatically notify somebody you designate and say, has something happened to this guy? He hasn't logged on. So Google is at least starting to do something like that. But the others aren't. And you're right. They should start doing it company by company. But until they do, we're all going to have to get it sorted out on our own. And we'd better get busy.
We better get busy in this digital age. Hiawatha Bray covers technology for the business section of the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly on Radio Boston. Hiawatha, as always, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.